This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Fix bayonets. We're now in overdrive, a full hour of it. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are joined here in studio by David Knight and Rob Dew. They're going to do an entire hour now of Overdrive. They're going to start over slowly, methodically. Hal Jadehelm, we now find out, is part of a large Pentagon cybersecurity, FEMA, Homeland Security, Mastering the Human Domain, Rural Affairs Council of the 10 regions of FEMA. You notice that's run by the Pentagon. This is the accelerated rollout ahead of economic collapse, and they know. When 1 in 10 has autism, when people are all dying of cancer, there's going to be civil unrest. People are going to say no.
When nobody has money to prep.
And the military is going to come and just take you away because you're a terrorist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like they practiced in Fort Lauderdale just the other day. They were putting people in white vans and driving them off.
But this is confirming, because, you know, starting with you about 20 minutes ago through, now will be the first video we put up on YouTube today. This is just the first salvo. Yes. Jade, you know, proof. Jadehelm is for domestic takeover. But we need to add the proviso, not the takeover itself, the training for the takeover.
It's an exercise in the takeover, is what it is.
You were trying to talk before we went to break, David. Tell us, preview what's coming up with you in the next hour with Rob Dew.
Well, what we need to do, Alex, is we need to break down so that people really understand that this is, they just don't put these words up at random. When they say mastering the human domain, when they talk about it being unconventional warfare, when I talked to the ABC reporter, she had already written a story on Jadehelm. She says, well, it's realistic, but it's unconventional. I said, no, unconventional warfare is a very specific term. It is a psyop, first and foremost, but mastering the human domain is a very specific term of art of the Department of Defense. So we're going to tell people what the human domain is, why it's significant about this mapping that we see in it. Of course, that is just the tip of the iceberg. That is a very coarse map that
people
are angry about.
It's like saying jiu-jitsu is an art form of martial arts or taekwondo. We have these terms. You go look them up. It's giant, huge meetings for domestic takeover. That's on the logo. Fits in with, quote, blending in, doing things that look illegal.
Yes.
I mean, that's why they're freaking out so bad, is this is domestic. We gave them the benefit of the doubt. We looked into it. They've been caught lying. It's a giant domestic takeover.
This is folding in intel that they're getting from the surveillance state. This is folding it into these military operations. When we look at dragnet surveillance, eventually, if we don't stop this, it is going to come to the point where they drag you out in the middle of the night like we just saw in Fort Lauderdale, just as they've been authorized to do.
That's what they're going to do when you don't vaccinate or you homeschool.
Exactly.
They're already doing a low-intensity rounding folks up. It's going to intensify.
Well, notice how that family, they put something out on Facebook. It went into the cloud. The cloud analyzed it and said, threat matrix. We got to send somebody out after them. The orders come into the CPS. They go take the kids away.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to work.
And I'm about overtly fighting this and saying it's morally wrong, corrupt, and evil. But people can also choose the other route. Use Facebook and Twitter for disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's patriotic duties. It's time. This is very sophisticated, folks. You've got to be careful. But it's time to start pumping it with disinfo. Not lies about media events and things, but your own homestead, your own house, what you're doing. I would say use it, but only use it to create a false image.
Yeah.
There you go.
The only way to defeat something like this is to pump it full of disinfo.
Yeah. So then there's so much, it overloads the system. I mean, we're going to go through the whole thing. There's another aspect of this from that C-SPAN interview, which I kind of glossed over, and I got called out on it by, why didn't you cover the robot section? There's a whole part where the guy talks about they have autonomous robots walking around as soldiers and civilians
and
at that asymmetrical Fort AP Hill Center.
I think that
they're
kind
training
of
for the robots
mind.
To come after us. That's the headline. AP Hill training robots to fight. I mean, it's on. Listen, they're announcing China plans to get rid of within 5 years 90% of its workers.
Yeah, with robots.
And here's the thing.
I mean, it's on, folks. It's on. It's their plan.
When they ask him about Jadehelm, Alex, when they ask him about Jadehelm, and he glances off and he goes, and he nods, and he goes, I don't know anything about that. And now he's got to come up with something to talk
they
about.
They were doing
so
that at Bastrop.
He kind of unconsciously goes, and it's like, well, we've got autonomous robots. Yeah, so it's like, let's change the subject over here to something interesting. That's the thing that's first and foremost in his mind.
They did it like 100 times. Zakari was telling me, and Biggs, that to say anything, the lieutenant colonel would look back at the private corporation. They're the ones that give the money to the government to lobby. They're now in control of the military.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fighting for the future of the military. Hey, Chuck Norris is on our side. You guys are in trouble.
We can't lose.
We'll be back. The Republic is rising. The sleeping giant is rising.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The earth's riches of wisdom. So we have Eden right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome back to Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Rob Dew. We want to give you the broader view. We want to explain to you what they mean by mastering the human domain when they have that on the Jade Helm logo. Let's pull that logo up and take a look at that as we explain this. Now, mastering the human domain is actually a term of art, just like unconventional warfare. Unconventional warfare means something very specific to the Department of Defense, and so does the human domain. When they're talking about that, they're talking about mapping you. You are the humans. Everything that they can find out about you, they're going to map on a geographical map. And I think it's very important that one of the reasons this is really picked up and caught the public's attention is because of the maps, but they don't understand the full extent of the maps. Now, James Clapper has been speaking at several of these their GEOINT
psychopath conference?
Yeah, their conferences. This is a trade organization that has grown up in this and within the military industrial complex. Exactly. It's become a large part of the military industrial complex. And he's been the keynote speaker at several of these. And this is what he had to say. He says, activity-based intel, human domain analytics are arrows that will form the intellectual underpinning for how we conduct intelligence in the future. You have to understand that Jade Helm is as much an intel operation as it is a military operation. And when they use the military and they say, just salute the uniform, don't pay any attention to what's going on, they're using the military uniform to distract you. They're using it as a red herring so that you don't pay attention to what's going on with this. And of course, James Clapper was the guy who famously was asked by Ron Wyden if they were doing any dragnet surveillance, and he put his head down, he hid his eyes because he couldn't make direct eye contact, and he said, no, we're not doing that. We saw that he was with the slides that were released from Ed Snowden. It's now common knowledge that he was lying. Of course, Michael Hayden, who was head of the NSA at the time, has subsequently spoken out at a Washington and Lee University conference to law students. He says, I blame Ron Wyden. He knew that we were doing dragnet surveillance. The staff, every one of the staff of every one of those senators on the Senate Intelligence Committee knew we were doing dragnet surveillance. And he asked that question to James Clapper, knowing that he couldn't answer it, knowing that he would lie. So he put him into the position where he would lie. So I want to ask you just how much credibility people who have worked for the CIA and others really have on this. So I want to define, before we go to some of these clips that show what this is about, I want to define for you what the human domain is. Okay, there's four data categories in here. One of them is who you are, what you do, who you know, context, okay? Who you are. This is analysts collecting information about your name, your address, your gender, your biometrics, your Facebook page. This is what we've been talking about for a very long time. Everything. This is where this is all coming together. This is domestic. Videos. Exactly. It's domestic. It is police-based. It is intel-based. It's NSA, Homeland Security, attending these conferences. And it's also the military. Next thing, what you do. Collected information will include your travel, your communications, your financial transactions. They want to see all the money that you spend. That's why we have to have this war on cash. Your movement of physical access, assets. That's right. They're going to track you by your cell phone. They're going to track you by your car. Who you are. This is relational information. Your family, your friends, your associates, your organizations, your community involvement. And then here's the broad thing, the context. Contextual data will include demographics, your politics, your religion, etc. So do you want the government tracking all of this? Do you want the surveillance state that we have? Do you want the police and the military mapping you out on a geographical basis? Because that is what this human domain analytics is about. That's what activity-based intel is about. That is what geo-intel is about. And they put all that together and they call it multi-intel, because they're looking at everything about you. It is full spectrum, total awareness, tyranny.
And let me add this. If this was for our safety and for our security, like they like to say it is, then why are they creating the terror groups? Why are they funding the terrorists out there? Yeah. Why are they making drop ships to ISIS?
Yeah.
And now ISIS is here, supposedly, in the United States. They have ISIS agents here. If this is supposedly for our safety and security, then why are they funding the terrorists?
Because they need to have both sides of it.
Exactly.
They have to have the just like the drug war.
Create this.
We just had Freeway Ricky Ross, and we know that they were running the crack cocaine at the same time that they were fighting the war on drugs. So exactly. It's like, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you do both.
So let's go back. Let's play the C-SPAN clip again. If people are just joining us now, this is Colonel John Potosik, head of the Asymmetrical Warfare Group at Fort AP Hill, where you guys went about a year ago, got detained by this colonel.
Yes. Yeah.
And after you'd gotten permission to go on the base and check it out. And they let you into the asymmetrical warfare.
Yes, they let us in. And you know what? When we talk about this being for the United States, we stood at the corner of First and Main. And I took Joe Biggs' picture there at the corner of First and Main. Everything about this was thoroughly American. The street signs, the traffic lights were working. The only thing that was there that could be remotely considered not to be American was the mosque. But they had an American church right across the street from it. Stained glass, pews, the whole bit. This is training the military as well as the police. And, of course, as we talk about this, mastering the human domain, we will see that it is a fusion of the intelligence community, the law enforcement community, and the military. That is what should concern you. And we need to pull this back, and we need to say, this is not going to be the mission of our government. This is not going to be the mission of the military or law enforcement, and we don't want this kind of intelligence being kept on the American people. We're sick of it.
Right. Now let's go to that clip.
Morning, Colonel. I wanted to alert our citizens and to get an explanation, if we could, for an exciting military training called Jade Helm 15, which is all over the Internet. I guess it involves 10 states, and there's going to be civilians participating in towns like Big Spring, Texas. Could you explain the magnitude of that and what the purpose of that is? And apparently you're going to have crisis actors, and there are going to be soldiers dressed in uniform and not in uniform, and apparently it's very exciting. Could you explain that to us? Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm familiar with, so I can't really explain that. But I do know that those type of things are things that we do here, where we get our soldiers the opportunity to work within an environment where there are civilians and soldiers. As a matter of fact, one of the things I could talk about, I just don't know about that particular exercise.
The Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
Some are calling it a Texas takeover. What's happening is between July and September, a bunch of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and special ops from the Air Force and Marines are conducting some realistic training exercises across the Southwest, including 17 different Texas cities.
Again, I'm sorry, I'm just not familiar with that exercise.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
So we have Colonel Schultz, head of the Asymmetrical Warfare Group, knows nothing about the biggest asymmetrical warfare exercise going on in the United States.
When Matt Drudge picked up our story on this, and he posted our story, and he also posted a link to the document up on Scribd, that was their response.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. I can't respond to it. I can't see it. I don't, I see nothing. I know nothing.
Yeah.
That was their initial response, the same response as we saw here with this colonel at the Asymmetric Warfare Group. And asymmetric warfare and special forces and the unconventional warfare, that is all part of, they are intricately intermeshed with each other. He knows exactly what's going on with this, but he gives us the same lying denial. It's very transparent.
Yeah,
and
that's
doing
over an hour of, it's about an hour, 55 minutes of this interview with this colonel, people calling in. Not one person agreed with what they were doing. They all saw the BS behind it. They said, look, you're training to go into our cities. You're training to take out our American citizens. You're training for gun confiscation, just like Katrina. And he denied it. He said, no, this is for training all over the world. Hey, and we're all over the world. I'm sorry. We're part of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was everybody's concern about the NDAA when they passed that.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to allow indefinite detention by the military without trial and rendition. And everybody said, well, wait a minute. We understand that you have given yourself supposedly authorization for use of military force worldwide. That includes the United States. That's why everybody is concerned, and rightfully so, about the NDAA. And you can see, if you look at that Fort Lauderdale clip, I mean, that is training. That's what that looks like when they come in the middle of the night, march people out into white vans, and take them away. That is the NDAA. It's been a couple of years, and so people have kind of calmed down, kind of gotten used to the NDAA. But they are training to do precisely that. I don't care if they're going to do that abroad. Well, I do care, because I think that's a very bad foreign policy. It's blown back on us. It has failed. Nevertheless, as Madison said, the means of defense against foreign danger have always been the tools of tyranny at home. And now they're practicing it. They're practicing it in our streets, in our cities.
Yep.
What does it take for people to wake up and see this?
Well, they're about to start using robots, because the colonel also lets out, let's go to this second clip, and he's talking about working with autonomous robots, how they dress them up in clothes, either soldiers or civilians, and they see how the soldiers react to it. That
when
is,
you talk about soldiers operating within an environment where they're civilians, one of the things we're looking at here at Fort AP Hill is a program of using autonomous robots. Essentially what we do is we've taken a number of robots that can operate independently, walk up and down these streets. We can dress some up in uniforms, we can dress some up in civilians' clothes, and we can use that as a chance here at AP Hill to train our soldiers how to discriminate between friendly forces that may be evacuated. And that's just one of those great things that we're able to do at AP Hill. Hill.
That's a great thing.
Now, that's kind of scary, and that's really kind of breaking news that people are not. They've got robots that walk around that look enough like humans
autonomous
that they're dressing
robots.
Them up in, yeah.
He said autonomous robots. That means robots with artificial intelligence.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy. It's totally.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. We're staying here in Overdrive. David Knight and Rob Deuce.
Rest
stay with
of the
us.
Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Come crashing into my little world.
faithful to me. It's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh my.
I don't think people understand how epic this is, the information that we're covering right now. This is showing you, we're explaining how Jade Helm is applying to you, how it's for domestic operations. They keep saying it's for worldwide training. That's why they're training here in the United States. It's for you. Okay.
We're part of the world, but it is very much focused on the things that they have domestically. This ties together the dragnet surveillance, the surveillance of all the social media. This ties together the military as well, and that's a very troubling aspect of it. But it is domestic. We have the U.S. Geological Service there. They are mapping humans onto the geological map, and they're looking at you at the individual level, every aspect of you. This is where the surveillance pays off for them. This is the GEOINT, the human domain. And when they say mastering the human domain, it's a very specific term of art from the military.
And this has been an evolution. It started off as we're going to get real detailed maps of everything using satellite imagery. Well, now they have these detailed maps. Now they know who lives at what address. And now they're tying that in with your Facebook account, with your Twitter account, yes, with your YouTube videos. So they're measuring your political beliefs. And they can go up and down and go, well, he's kind of for us. This guy's against us. This guy's pulling the party line. This guy isn't. We need to put him on a watch list. And they're using all this for future operations. And Jade Helm, is what that is doing is getting the troops used to practicing here in the U.S. and getting local officials to work with those troops. That's what that is. And so there might be three or four more Jade Helms before something really happens, but they're building up these relationships.
They're building an infrastructure of tyranny.
Right.
There's a legal infrastructure, things like the NDAA. There is a technical infrastructure, things like the capabilities to do dragnet surveillance. And then, of course, there's going to be a military and a law enforcement infrastructure. Those are merging. That's what you have to understand. When they talk about the human domain, when they talk about the geointelligence, mapping this all together, they're multi-int, taking all of this, multiple intelligence sources, focusing it down to the micro level. They're very concerned, they say, in these presentations. They're very concerned about one guy with a computer and a video camera because he can have worldwide impact. That's why they're looking at you as an individual.
Exactly. And now I want to go to this first clip. This is Lieutenant Colonel Al DiLeonardo. This is from the Master of the Human Domain 2010 GEOINT Conference. And he used to run a fusion cell for U.S. Special Forces. Okay, so this is not some ordinary guy. When they show him in his intro picture, he's sitting there like a robot, like I'm scanning the terrain for enemies.
But it's Mastering the Human Domain Conference.
Right.
Okay, just like that's the bottom of the Jade Helm logo, Mastering the Human Domain.
So yeah, we're going to go to this first clip. This is clip one with the colonel, and this is how they gather data using Facebook and Twitter. And basically, they want to predict the future, so here it is.
So I really had the privilege of running a more of a multi-int innovation cell. The cell's objectives were to use as much non-traditional data from an intel standpoint. That means a lot of open source data. To go out and do sense making of data so that not only your analysts, but your machine learning, your algorithms you could build would ultimately get to a predictive analysis cell. It's very, very hard to do, especially if you don't have all the data. Basically, old data is good data, new data is good data, and all data is good.
I want it
in all. The context of how I view
total
human terrain,
yeah,
somewhat controversial in some aspects, it's sociocultural information, and it becomes, when used in intelligence purposes or for sense making for operations, when you bring it to the GEOINT, and I don't mean to be coy in saying that, when you bring GEOINT to it, I think it becomes human terrain. You have to reach out and have
human
people
terrain
using traditional, non-traditional data sets, as you see there.
That's
further to
mapping,
the right.
Right there.
There's
and ultimately,
layers.
As you bring in Esri products in GEOINT, you get outputs as unclassified examples there of different layers that you would make. It's that open source combined with the classified information, combined with the now, the old and the now, that begins to give you the layers you can make to make sense of what's really going on.
Now, I don't know if you noticed that at the end, but we showed the Jade Helm logo, and then they're at the Mastering the Human Domain Conference of 2010. So just think of how far they've come in 5 years.
Yeah.
Right there, they were saying, well, you know, we're trying to get this data. It's a little hard. Now it's all being seamlessly done. It's all done through cloud computing. Everything is an open book. Everybody's lives, people are putting their lives out there on the internet. You saw what happened with the family in Kentucky. They put a picture of their, hey, here's our beautiful family. boom, instantly.
Yes.
The arm of the law comes down on them.
Because they're not necessarily looking for bad guys, as I say. They're looking for anomalies. And then once you get under their microscope, they'll decide if they like you or not. Okay? This is not about solving a crime.
Right.
This is about just scanning the environment, seeing what we're going to
What we could come up against on the battlefield.
Exactly.
And the battlefield is in the United States.
It all ties together with Rumsfeld's unknown unknowns. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the councils of government, we must guard against acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police,
police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Center, I'm Rob Dew. I'm got David Knight riding shotgun. We're co-hosting today this last hour of Overdrive to bring you some really epic information showing you how they've been talking about mastering the human domain for years now. So when they put that on the Jade Helm logo and they show the map, how it's color-coded with good guys and bad guys and hostile and friendlies, they've been talking about this for a long time. This is not just a one-off exercise where they're just going to, you know, put some troops into the woods and, you know, run around for a couple months. It's not going to be like that. But first, before we get into the rest of this presentation, I want to remind you that your support is what keeps us going here on the air. And one way to support us is by getting a ProPure water filter. And that's a great way to support yourself. I don't know if you own a water filter or if you've ever filtered your water, but if you taste the difference between filtered water and tap water, it is unbelievable. You will never go back to tap water because it tastes like dirt. It tastes like chlorinated pool water. It's disgusting. And I own one of these ProPure systems. I own the biggest one. I got four filters in it, and it's emptied every day. My kids drink that water, and it takes out the fluoride.
And if you're not even in the city where they're fluoridating the water, you still have to be concerned about glyphosate making its way into the aquifer. So,
and it's everywhere. They're saying glyphosate's everywhere. Yeah. It's a hormone.
Filters that out as well. And you never know what they're going to come down the line with next.
Hey, I take bottled water, and we have bottled water left over. I dump it in there because I just want to get out whatever's left, ever getting into the plastic. So we have a deal running now, Water 20. It'll get you 20% off any of the ProPure stuff. We have a whole range.
Just through this weekend.
Yeah, it's just through this weekend. We got the Big King. They even have a little camper version that's got one little filter in it that you can take camping with you. It's totally portable. Put that in your bug out bag, even. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so many different ways that you can prepare for something that may happen. You never know. You never know when you're in an earthquake zone or a volcano erupts. You know, there's volcanoes.
Or just take it with you when you're going to a restaurant. You know, they're going to give you some fluoridated water.
There you go. Yeah. Pull it out there, show them, hey, you know, this is what I do with your water. I filter it. Water 20 is the code. It supports us. It's a win-win-win for everybody out there. And so let's get back into this. I got another clip of this colonel talking about, how they use the color coding system to classify friendlies and hostiles in a numbering system. And then I showed the Jade map. The Jade Helm map right there that has the different colors that he talks about.
And again, I think that map is the key thing because just like the NSA spying, this went on for a very long time. We had whistleblowers, William Binney, about half a dozen whistleblowers from the NSA said they're violating the Constitution. They're collecting all your data. That's a violation, not only the Constitution, but the FISA Act, and nobody paid any attention to them. Then we got the documents. People saw the Snowden slides, and I think that's the thing. People look at this and they say, wait a minute, you're labeling places as hostile. And they said, it's just an exercise. Don't worry about it. You need to understand when they say mastering the human domain, this is about mapping everything they can collect on you geographically. So that is just the tip of the iceberg. That is just a big, that's just only part of it. The detail is if you look at GeoInt. Let's go back to
the slip. There you go. Let's go to the slip.
So we start out with a layered group level analysis. This is much like traditional all source analysis, intelligence preparation of the battlefield type of things, OPE these days. What we do is, but we focus it on groups. We focus it on ethnicities, religious
Three
groups.
Three percenters.
And
religious groups,
we just start to map out in color code the different locations. And we might apply some basic routing, and of transportation nodes and routes in there, and that will become a base layer. The second step we start doing is support level characterizations. The support level characterizations, we generally will make a scale, and we'll say +4 to -4. We'll take current ops activity in a particular area. We'll base it in the case of you pick a place and try and neck it down into, you know, +4 being bad a location, a -4 being a good location. And we start to characterize the location in a color coding simple way, green, yellow, and red. And then we start layering that on top of the tribal aspects. And we start to see very distinct patterns of, you know,
when they
what,
say tribal,
what tribe
I mean
X or
demographics,
what group X
politics,
supports
like
or doesn't support you know, hostile activities in their area, vice areas that are, say, green and
read the Biden Senate's opportunity to work with
this
civilians
is a very
and gain their trust.
All sorts of
right off the J-Hod slide.
But often, up until maybe the last 5 or 10 years in the current fight, we have not really done a very good job of making the cultural aspects really relevant in everyday intelligence analysis. The next step you would take is to dive into each of those areas and do a deep dive and start focusing on the key leaders, tribal chiefs, mm-hmm. and then specific locations, and
mayor,
an example I'm using,
city commission, law enforcement.
To start to understand patterns of movement.
Who's going to work with us? Who is it?
In a multi-int focus to understand what's going on the ground, where are the key locations,
multi-intelligence,
doing things like cross-surface analysis to understand time-distance travel within that group, and understand what's normal activity for the particular ethnic group or location of individuals within that region. And so you now know what's normal.
Activity.
And then you can follow the activity.
When do the militias go out and march?
Collection methods and sensors to get to what is not normal and what needs to be adjusted over time.
So he's talking about it from their standpoint of this is how we do it in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Somalia and other places. But as we're going to get to, we're going to show you they're bringing all this back home. They're working with civilian institutions. They're working mm-hmm. with law enforcement.
Homeland
and we've got more
stuff
coming. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're trying to lay out a case here as if you were in court and you were presenting evidence going, look, Jade Helm is for the American people. Jade Helm is for the American people. Jade Helm is for the American people. That was our opening argument. And now we're going to show you how it is being used for the American people.
The means of defense abroad have always become the tools of tyranny at home. That is the lesson of history. That is what James Madison, one of our founders, said. Listen, when he's talking about the activity that people are doing, this is activity-based intelligence. This is a key part of this. Activity-based intelligence, ABI, joins up with human domain analytics, which is HDA, okay? Together, what they're doing is they're focusing on the activity and the transactions associated with a person, a population, or an area of interest. Now, Rob, I want to say the key ABI enablers, they say. This is a quote from the organization U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Foundation. This is kind of a trade organization for GeoInt. They say that first, there are searchable databases that we need to get activity-based intelligence data. These must include the human domain data, which is frequently sequestered behind law enforcement or privacy rules. Policy must also extend to permitting the exploitation of the vast amount of information that is in these unclassified public areas. In other words, we need to change the laws, we need to change the policies so that we can legally get to that. Of course, they're going to do it anyway. Whether or not they have the legal authority to do it, we know that the NSA...
They always do it after the fact.
That's right. But they're going to try to cover themselves. That's why when you see these documents who were put out 2, 3, 5 years ago, they've been creating that infrastructure, that legal infrastructure. They've been creating that technical infrastructure. Now they are physically training the boots on the ground to put all this stuff together, see how it works out. That's why you see them picking up people in Fort Lauderdale in the middle of the night, marching them into white vans, driving them off. Now, they also say this, the rapidly approaching cloud architectures used by industry and government lend themselves well to storage and processing of immense quantities of information. Enabling the data in the cloud requires all data have associated metadata that is tagged. Okay, what's been the big fight with the NSA?
Metadata.
Okay. Hey, it's just metadata. We can't get anything out of the metadata. Now, William Binney came on here and said, metadata, I can find out everything about you with metadata. That's what they're saying with mastering the human domain is getting your metadata tags that is searchable and accessible by the analysts who can get this stuff off of the cloud, off of social media.
And that's on the technological standpoint. Now, I got an article here. Brigade Homeland Tour starts October 1st. If you guys could go to this shot here. The 3rd Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Group has spent 35 of the last 60 months in Iraq patrolling in full battle rattle, helping to restore essential services and escorting supply convoys. Now they're training for the same mission with a twist at home. Beginning October 12th for 12 months, they will be under the day-to-day command of U.S. Army North, the Army service component of Northern Command. So they're coming home to work with NORTHCOM, and they say at least there's going to be 750,000 troops. This is back in 2008. So boots on the ground training here in the United States. Now in 2010, we see that they're grabbing this data to create battlefield models and all over the world, essentially. Now let's
including the United States.
Including the United States. And now we're going to go to this third clip from this conference. This is the Doug Weinstein, the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense, as DOD, Department of Defense, for Intelligence. And he talks about why it's so important that we have all this information. And even makes a reference to James Clapper saying why he thinks it's so important that we have all this information. Let's roll the clip.
Weinstein. As Chris mentioned earlier, I'm a policy analyst in the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Sociocultural Analysis Program. The program was established less than just 2 years ago to provide support for and oversight of defense intelligence, sociocultural analysis, capabilities to apply and integrate the social sciences in addressing defense intelligence requirements. This period of low-intensity conflict, irregular warfare, and counterinsurgency operations has greatly increased the number of requirements related to sociocultural analysis. From data collection models, to data collection itself, to taxonomies, to analytic methods, to processing, exploitation, and dissemination, these requirements reflect the growing needs of our combatant commands, our combat support agencies, the services, our national agencies, our coalition partners, and academia as well. On just Tuesday, Director Clapper emphasized the importance of partnerships in information sharing and information integration within the intelligence community and between our second and third party partners. Enable the combatant command sociocultural analysis cells, which exists at five of the six geographic commands in addition to SOCOM, so that's AFRICOM, CENTCOM, UCOM, PACOM, and SOUTHCOM, to mature their analytic capabilities with respect to the requirements of their combatant commander and the Joint Intelligence and Operations Center that they exist within.
Ugh, it's like watching paint dry, but he's basically describing
how there's one of your robots.
Yeah, it's one of the autonomous robots right there. They wheel him out and let him disseminate the propaganda.
Still very dangerous.
Right. Yeah. So now we go a year later. We already played this video in the last hour, but I want to play it again so we have all this contained in one giant capsule of truth that we can launch out of the airlock here in a second. At the end of this hour. So this is from the opening video of their 2011 conference. So a year has gone by since we've heard from these guys how they want to collect data, how they want to classify people. Now they're really going in. 2011 is when we started seeing more iPhones out there. They can really grab all this data from people, all this metadata, the phone calls, where you travel, and turn it into a living document that can be accessed through the cloud in real time. So here it is.
The threats that we face don't recognize boundaries, whether those are physical boundaries or organizational boundaries or agency boundaries. And every time we're inhibited in our response to those threats by our own boundaries, we've lessened our impact.
Just take away all
restrictions. Our impact, we lessen our services to those decision makers, and we ultimately affect our national security in a negative way.
The consequence to the nation, if we don't integrate intelligence, I believe, is simply that we will miss things. We won't deliver the best possible solution set to our mission partners, whether that's the policymaker, the warfighter, or the first responder.
This type of warfare today, the types of threats that we face require rapid assimilation of information, rapid understanding of situational awareness, rapid decision. So if without integrated intelligence, it's like fighting with both hands tied behind your back, blindfold over your eyes. It's uncertainty, it's poor decisions, it's delayed decisions, it's loss of opportunity, it's loss of momentum.
So the way you are most likely to recognize the content, the substance, the early warning, the value of information,
and when she talks about integrating it,
comprehensive way.
That means
that consolidating
the military.
You understand sensors and capabilities, you understand collection, you understand the question, you understand the needs, potential threats, and you're putting that in information together in a way that the sum is significantly larger, more valuable, more useful than the individual parts.
All right. And now I want to play this Clapper clip. This is back in 2007 where he's talking about how important drones are to get the big wide aerial view, but we need something to get the straw tip. And we're going quick because we're running out of time here. So I want to go to this clip right now. And this is James Clapper. from 2006.
Full motion video, UAVs and all that sort of thing, which is they can't get enough of out there. And we're going through a recent upheaval in the Pentagon.
Killing innocent people.
In response to General Petraeus' request that, you know, we've got to get more out here. I think it's a good thing to bear in mind, though, that they're great for the fix and finish piece, not so great for the find piece. And so what we really need, and I think General Cartwright, I think, spoke to this Earl when he was here, is this combination of wide area surveillance, which you can then use to cue the sort of soda straw focused collection of the UAVs. That in turn, I think, is a commercial for a the proliferation. The more sensors, the more platforms, the more phenomenologies that we have up there, the better it is.
And then you got yesterday, FBI admits to flying secret surveillance flights over Baltimore for days as the city rioted over the death of Freddie Gray. So they're using the drone, and in this case they're flying planes, but it probably had drones up there too, getting the wide-angle surveillance, and then they're getting using Twitter and Facebook to get those little in-depth, the personal information.
Well, and of course, the problem with all that is that these are not surgical strikes in reality. Even though they're supposed to have this omniscient, omnipotent intelligence, we see that there have been thousands of people who are innocent who've been killed in these drone strikes.
A lot of children.
Many, many more times the number of supposedly guilty individuals. And how do we determine that these individuals are guilty? That's the thing that concerns us when this is being done domestically, because we have lost our due process. We've lost the privacy about all this information. They are putting this all together. We're going to talk about the predictive aspects of this as well. We're going to show you more clips of what mastering the human domain really means and why you should be concerned about the intel aspects of this so-called military operation Jade Helm. We'll be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too, at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Recognition of the importance of the human domain and that sophisticated understanding of all those things you said, you know, tribal history, language, culture, it's so significant. One of the programs we've put into place, you know, and just think about this, most of the U.S. Army is coming home. I mean, for various reasons, it said we're not forward deployed, not going to be easy to study them.
Oh, Brigade Homeland.
This program we have of regionally aligned forces is an intellectual commitment by our Army that says you're a professional soldier, you're likely to fight here, you better start that understanding of the operational environment. Whether you take no intel at rest, whether your entire ACE or your intel analytical section is focused on supporting a specific problem set downrange, studying that down to individual level fidelity, the opportunity, the preparation of putting leaders on the ground, putting great young leaders on the ground in that environment, growing, experiencing it, being immersed in
culture, as he
but
said.
I think identifying this lesson,
different barbecue, that's about it.
Some did it well, some did not do it well, and then building those appropriate mechanisms through reasonably aligned forces and the constructs that we're developing in terms of that intellectual commitment to mastering that is absolutely essential.
We have lots of people who've grown up over the last 10 years who understand working in a with NGOs, with governmental organizations, with interagency partners. So what are we going to do now? Are we going to continue that? Are we going to continue to develop these relationships? Are we going to continue to understand each other, how to operate together? That's a challenge we have. I'm willing to assign military officers and NCOs to these organizations.
Oh.
I'm willing to be training with these organizations. Mm-hmm. The challenge is going to be, is it going to be reciprocal? And that's what we have to work on, because I don't have to relearn this again. As you said, we had some problems. Not everybody got it, but we have a lot of people who did. And we have a lot of young officers and NCOs who did this at a very low level. And so it's incumbent on us to make sure that we don't lose this and that we capture this and we continue to do it in a peacetime environment. When we do our exercises now and at the training centers, we are including a civil military piece of it.
A civil piece of it.
The issue is how we continue to support that as we move forward, and can we continue to get support.
There you go. Civilian and military working together. That was from the Association of the United States Army panel discussing the importance of the human domain.
Merging together, and again, from the very beginning, this has been the NSA, this has been the U.S. Geological Service, this has been law enforcement, it's been military, working to put together all this information in terms of the dragnet surveillance.
Working with Google, Facebook, Twitter.
You know, when you had the lieutenant colonel who came here and he said, well, you know, the cultures are different. People are like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
He's parroting back what they're talking about with this human domain analytics. And it's important to understand, too, the predictive nature of it. They're talking about this in the same terms as pre-crime for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. That's where they're drawing this from. They said, we're going to look at this environment. Of course, we're not saying there's any bad guys, or we don't know who the bad guys are. We're just collecting data on everybody. Then we will analyze it. We'll see what pops up, and then we'll get a close inspection on them. And then, if you are either permissive or hostile when they contact you, they'll know what to do.
And now that we've destroyed the economy, this is going to be one of the one areas that you can get a job at. Predictive programming, predictive crime, working in these areas, going to the Doomsday Disney World and working there. I mean, that's we're just basically going to be creating janitors to go around and clean up this mess that we've created.
Well, again, this predictive nature, whether it's law enforcement, especially if it's the military coming into an area, that's what should really concern us, this pre-crime thing where they analyze the data, and then because you stick out in some way, now you're treated as if you've already had due process, as if you've already been found guilty of a crime. And we see how these SWAT teams breaking down the doors of innocent people, people who have small amounts of drugs that are nonviolent.
Dogs.
Exactly. This should be very concerning when we see this kind of use of this dragnet surveillance. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us, Rob Dew and David Knight. And I hope you will do your own investigation and find out what they're trying to do in mastering you, the human domain.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.